From dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
Welcome to the Confused Room Podcast. Tony and Jenny Bruschi joining you once again. Please be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform it is you listen to the program on. Like us, let your friends know that we exist. We greatly appreciate it. We cannot do this thing without you guys. So thank you in advance for doing just that. On today's episode of the program, we are going to be taking a, basically like a hall bathroom or a, you know, it's like the catch-all bathroom. This is, you know, it's a bit of an older home. So this is kind of like, you know, the one bathroom for the floor. If there's bedrooms there, this is their bathroom. If there's guests there, this is their bathroom. It's the everybody bathroom. And trying to update it and kind of give it, you know, just a better feel, a more modern feel, a nicer feel, today feel.
Sure.
And so that's what we are going to be going into on today's episode of the program and some design ideas. Before we get any further, I want to thank our creative juice of the day of their episode today. This is Seti Delori, and these are folks out of Colorado. What's interesting about this wine is they ferment some of the skins on the grapes longer on the vine there to really kind of change the flavor a bit. Mm-hmm. So you get a deeper, richer flavor to it. It really, you can tell a difference between this and a lot of other wines. It really has a unique unique flavor to it. It's good stuff. A good red wine, good deep red wine out of Colorado. They only use organic Merlot grapes. And I don't understand how people use organic grapes. I'm not slamming it by any means. I'm just, when I garden, when I try and grow things, I can't keep anything bug free.
Sure.
So more power to you, if you know how to do that and do that well, because that is not an easy task. So you get really a nice quality wine here. They're out of, Colorado Springs, by the way. So thank you guys. And they've won a couple awards with their stuff, some governor's awards and such. So thank you guys for being our creative juice of today's episode of the program. So who's up first?
It looks like
I have these in no particular order.
Well, I think you're up first.
Am I up first?
Maybe. Okay.
Am I?
I don't know. Go ahead and do mine first.
Should we spin a bottle?
No, because every bottle we have has wine in it, and they're open. So
and you're wearing white.
Kind of.
I came prepared to wear black, so I thought if we spun a bottle with wine in it, it doesn't matter.
It's got some white on it. It's not exactly.
Well, yeah. There's white on it. It's more than me.
Okay.
So, okay. So we'll spin the bottle. Okay.
No. Anything. Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Your room is right here.
Yes.
Yes, this is you. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Here is, let me show the before quick. This is the before.
Let's describe the before.
Yeah, let's do that. Good idea.
Okay, so you can tell that maybe the last update was in the late 80s, early 90s by the country blue painted wall, if it's not wallpaper, below the chair rail.
Mm-hmm.
And the seashell pedestal sink, which is not terrible, but it's peach.
I'd feel like a mermaid every time I used it.
And all of the hanging, like the hanging medicine cabinet and shelf and towel bar and everything are just your classic kind of honey oak. So it was really, you know, it was up to date for the day. And there's a wallpaper border around the top. The bathtub is kind of a pinky mauve color and then kind of a tile above it that goes from the top of the tub to the ceiling, because it's also a tub shower combo, that's kind of a brown with a little bit of that pink in there. And then I'm assuming this is a laminate flooring, unless it's original hardwood. Either way, it's pretty dated. There's a lot going on.
What I particularly love is the white picket fence, the miniature one that looks like it's made out of popsicle sticks, that runs along the border of the wainscoting on the wall here.
Yeah, it's right above the chair rail, and you can tell that's a wallpaper border.
Is that? Are you sure it's not popsicle sticks? It looks like it could be popsicle sticks, and that's okay. A lot of popsicles
it
to go through.
It could be popsicle sticks, but I think they're going to be able to part with it.
I'd have a real difficulty parting with the popsicle stick border.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to show what you did?
Sure.
This is before. This is Jenny's after.
with it being the only bathroom, I decided to go white on the floor, white on the tub and shower surround and the sink and even the doors, and go dark on the walls. I went with a really dark, it's a color called Riverway by Sherwin-Williams. It's kind of a blue-green, like a super dark teal. And on the wall across from the tub where the sink is, the pedestal sink and the toilet, I chose to do a wainscoting of beadboard up to about the 36-inch height mark. And then above it is a wallpaper in kind of a sea foam color that's a very simple pattern. It's birds and leaves, but it's only black. Like it looks like sketching on this sea foam color, so it's not overpowering, but still adds some visual interest. I did do a penny tile on the floor because I think that's classic, and with the all the grout lines in penny tile, then you have that. It's not as slippery as if you did a regular tile with, you know, fewer grout lines.
You get more traction there.
Right. I went ahead and in this room, because we did so much white to balance the dark, I wanted to paint the ceiling, and I carried that same kind of seafoam color from the wallpaper onto the ceiling. Added some extra lighting, and then I didn't do a window treatment. I just simply did kind of a fog or a film over the window so that you get all the light you can without having any privacy given out. The last thing I'll say is that the mirror I chose, it looks like a window, but I figured since this probably is going to be the bathroom where guests are going to come in and everything, I thought this might be more fun to show it other than just a traditional square mirror.
Sure.
And then I did a couple of sconce slides beside it. I did keep a pedestal sink because this bathroom does have a fairly large linen closet. So I think most everything's going to be stored in there.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I mean, and I like the use of that that window mirror. We've been using that in quite a few designs lately.
Yeah.
And I like, I mean, it's kind of funny how you kind of like find a product. You're like, ooh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And it works, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch the evolution of this show over the years to go, oh, remember when that was, we were using the heck out of that. And that, I mean, but that's trends, that's styles. That's how that works.
Well, I kind of went with, I hate to say a theme, but I went with more of a use outdoor type thing. So I went with a window for the mirror, had birds and leaves on the wallpaper, and I used outdoor sconces for the bathroom sconces.
Sure.
Just to be kind of different.
And you notice when the old school bathrooms here like this, the placement of the windows, and I like that you have fogged them up.
Yeah.
So there's some privacy there. I remember in my parents' house, there's windows in those bathrooms too. Almost very similar placement, in terms of where it actually falls. But I always thought it was interesting when you're, you know, a little kid and you can barely like, you're just standing above it. You know, it's not a big deal. But then when you're an adult and it's summertime and the windows are wide open, and there's people in your backyard, and you stand up from using the restroom, you need to be cognizant that people can see through screening.
Yeah.
And I never had a moment where I was like, oh my God, and everybody's like looking up there or anything. But I had a moment where I'm just like standing there, you know, zipping up and all that, and going, oh God, like, I stood up here, and thank goodness nobody's looking this direction, but this could have been, this potentially could have been an interesting family memory.
Yeah, it could have been.
For all the world to enjoy.
Well, I think your parents have fogged those windows or put some kind of film on them.
Well, yes, they are. There is a film on that that's always been there. And that's nice for when the window is closed. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, in summertime up there, they just open the windows.
Sure.
So that goes away, and you're so accustomed to it being fogged.
Yeah.
And they're basically just being squirrels or raccoons in your backyard. But then when people are actually in your backyard, the windows are open for the breeze and all that.
Yeah.
And, there's a breeze. I'll tell you that much. The breeze really affects you when you stand up from the toilet right there.
I remember being at your parents' house and it was when I was pregnant with Harper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a chore to get off the toilet when you're pregnant and the window's right there. So I just went ahead and closed the window because I thought nobody needs to see all that going on. Because I'm not a cute pregnant girl. I'm monstrously big when I'm pregnant as far as my belly and everything. So
I have a picture right here.
I'm like no little tiny bump. It's like everywhere. So,
and you know, it was interesting because with Harper, it was quick. I mean, because for a while, like people thought you were like going to be like, and you got your baby bump. And it was there. I mean, it didn't like get bigger. It was just like Harper was almost like at full term for like 8 months.
Well, I was diabetic when I was pregnant.
Sure.
And so that makes your babies big. And plus, yeah. Harper being the second baby, things change quicker than with your first one.
Sure.
So, yeah. But I was like, I looked 6 months pregnant and like 3 months. So
mm-hmm.
It was gross.
She liked to dance a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we play music, she'd be dancing around and having a good old time. And she loves to dance now as a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's interesting. Okay, well, let's go over to our next space or room or same room, my version of the room. So there's the before, and here is my after. I went with a shiplap wall, but I went with the darker wood. Okay. The brown wood version of it. And this is, it's kind of rustic, kind of cottagey. I did completely rip out that tub and did the whole clawfoot tub. I really like those. I think it's one of those things where I wish I've always wanted to have one. And when you see a space where you could potentially put one and get rid of the mauve thing, I did. And added a nice little globe sconce light above that. And I went all out with the planking it or the shiplap. I did every wall in it. There isn't a specific accent wall here. I'd say the only accent wall that now exists is actually a little bit of a divider between the sink, which I kept the pedestal sink. I did change it up from the seashell.
Sure.
I know everybody's going to be sad about that. But I did put a little divider there. So one could use the restroom in there and someone could still be at the sink and you have a little bit of privacy there.
Not much,
but it's more than there was.
You're right.
And, it's, especially if this is like the only bathroom in the house and it's, a husband, wife getting ready or something or whatnot. And the way people use the bathroom, if this is it.
Sure.
It gives you a little more privacy. And with that, I added, I did just a kind of a tile pattern, a rectangular tile pattern. What color would you say that is of the tiles? It's almost kind of like a sea foam.
I was going to say more of a slate
blue. A slate blue? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It coordinates with the brown on the wood tones. Yeah. Really nice.
Brown on the wood tones. I did white curtains to cover the window. That's how I covered it up.
Okay.
And the curtains also match all the towels. Very kind of a little bit of an off-white there. Medicine cabinet mirror is what I used for this. So there's a little bit of storage in there. And there's also a nice little rack for some books, for some reading, and some candles above the bathtub. So it's a nice little space where you can kind of make this a retreat. It's kind of make as much out of this room as you can. Mm-hmm. When you only have the one bathroom or the two bathrooms in your house. You don't have to just make it, one way or the other.
Tell me about your floor.
I used, this is a penny tile, but it's a black and white pattern.
Okay.
Back and forth between the two.
I like that.
Yeah.
I've not used the black tile with the white grout. I like that.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that we both, knowing this was an older bathroom, still kind of went with more of a vintage style. Mm-hmm. On
yeah.
The fixtures and the flooring.
Well, I figure it's a vintagey house. You can tell by the fixtures and just by the architecture, the framing of the windows. Mm-hmm. From the original before picture. So I figured, and obviously what we're seeing here in the before picture is 3 or 4 decades of updates.
Sure.
And they're all kind of mix matching into this cornucopia of God knows what. And that's where I thought, pick a direction, make it kind of classic, but go wholehearted into that direction, and finish it out. Cause at first I was thinking of an accent wall, but it's like, this is just, it's too small of a space, I feel like, for an accent wall in some cases. Although you did yours wonderfully with your wallpaper.
Well, mine was dual purpose in that, a lot of wallpapers now are meant to, they almost have like a, if they're not vinyl, they almost have like a vinyl feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so they protect walls really well. So instead of doing a backsplash or anything behind the sink, I went with the wallpaper on the whole wall.
Sure. And it looks great. I didn't think to do that. You've been really using a lot of wallpaper recently. And at first I was thinking, oh God, wallpaper, but it really looks nice.
Well, I'm kind of digging it because the patterns, like we talked about this earlier, the patterns mm-hmm. on the wallpaper now are not overpowering unless you're going for that. You can still find it, but there's a lot of really subtle, just cute ones that you can add just a little bit of interest without it looking mm-hmm. like grandma's wallpaper.
There is. I mean,
yeah,
it really can look very, very nice. So I think you win this bathroom in my opinion.
I don't know about that. I like your clawfoot tub and everything. So I think a combination of the two would be the perfect bathroom.
Could you combine the two? I mean, they're so different in kind of feel though.
I think you could still yeah. kind of combine the two.
Yeah, there's a way to do it.
There's a way to do it.
Speaking of bathrooms.
Oh, gosh. Don't ask me the best bathroom.
No, we've already talked about that.
Okay, because I don't know.
I'm still waiting for your answer on that, though. Awkward bathroom conversation. What's the weirdest bathroom conversation you have ever had to endure? You know, in probably a public bathroom, you know, although it doesn't have to be, I guess.
Like overhearing other people? Or
do women engage each other in the bathroom with conversation?
Well, you know, sometimes if it's more than one stall, we go to the bathroom in a herd.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll do that. We'll talk.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, I know guys, you don't want to talk or look at each other when you're doing your business.
Oh, I'll just, you tell your story. I'll tell mine.
So, I think my story has to be when I was younger than Libby. So I was probably like 8 or 9 and we were on a road trip and I had to go to the bathroom really bad. My mom went with me because little girl restroom at McDonald's out of state. Anyway, mm-hmm. she went with me and we didn't know anybody else was in there. It was like 3 stalls and she was in one and I was in another. And all of a sudden we hear this really hellacious fart. It's just like terrible. It's horrible. And my mom kind of giggles and goes, God, Jennifer, what did you eat? And I didn't play it cool and not say anything. I just announced that it wasn't me. So this poor woman in there had to have been mortified.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely mortified. And of course, after we figured out that it wasn't either one of us, mm-hmm. we just died laughing.
And someone was in there, yeah.
So I'm sorry to whoever was in Brahmin, Oklahoma's McDonald's circa 1992, and I...
Do you have the exact date? We could maybe trace it back.
No, but I totally embarrassed the hell out of this person who is really not digesting McDonald's food well.
Well, that's pretty much everyone. Diana says, I have worked with people who take conference calls on speaker in the bathroom.
That's,
no, thank you.
That's terrible. There's no reason for that.
No, there is. I mean, I just, as we talk more and more about this topic, I just have all these things that I'm it's flooding to me. And when that happens, my sentences start to make little to no sense because every word starts to come out of all these stories simultaneously. But if I can focus for a moment on what some of them were, the big one for me, I hate conversating in the bathroom with strangers. But for whatever reason, quite often I will.
It's conversing. It's not conversating.
I say conversating.
You can say dialoguing through if you want.
Sometimes we like to mime each other. You know, we'll stand there at the urinal.
I don't want to see any miming going on in the men's bathroom. That's. Your hands are busy.
Well, that's the thing. It's really weird because you're not controlling. Then that's where you hit the walls and everything because you're miming to each other and it's
okay.
It's awkward. I hate for whatever reason. It seems some people because the men's restrooms, you know, there's the urinals.
Sure.
And hopefully there's a divider there. But sometimes, you know, there's not. But either way, sometimes people just like to stand there. So, did you see that game last night? And then for whatever reason, like, they stand there and shake a little bit. This is, and I mean this is typically older men who like to engage people in these conversations. I don't know why. And I'm like, no. So, I no longer... If there's ever an option, I do not go to the urinal. I'm locking myself in a stall. I don't fucking care. I just, handicapped or not, I'm going in there, overstanding by the at the urinal, where I'm going to be engaged in some pointless conversation with the 70-year-old gentleman who, you know, I'm sure if we were at the coffee shop and he wanted to engage in conversation, sure, I'd be happy to talk. But not there. There's no reason. There's no reason at that moment to engage in any conversation with anyone for any reason whatsoever. That's my biggest pet peeve with it. But I can relate to Diana's point about the people on speakerphone. I had a general manager at a radio station who would always be sitting in there on his phone in in-depth conversations in the stall. And it's like, I get it. I don't know. I mean, in a public setting, I don't get it. You shouldn't do that. Other people can hear you. People are coming and going. If you're at home, I'll admit it. I've had a conversation or two. I've answered a phone call when I've been there if I like needed to get it. But I very quickly try and wrap it up and I don't flush right there when they're on the line. Like, what's that noise? You know,
wrap it up.
You got to be kind of strategic about that. That's where you have to go. Be ready to flush and run. Because if you flush and run, they won't hear the flush.
Why don't you just mute yourself?
That's a great idea. Because I may be talking. I may be the one speaking at that moment in time. And you have to get away from the flushing sound before the other person on the other line hears the flush. You ever do a flush and run?
Never did a flush and run. I've missed out on life.
You got to be... That's a skill, flushing. And you kind of, like, you reach way over, so you're already kind of further away, so you have, like, a few feet.
If I'm going to try and do that, you know I'm going to drop it. I'm going to drop the phone in the toilet.
Yeah, how many times have you done that?
Twice.
Okay. That's where we're at. Twice. Okay. One other bathroom question before we wrap up this episode. Most luxurious porta potty you've ever been in?
I know this. Yeah. The really high-end shopping center in Wichita is called Bradley Fair. I don't know why, but
because Bradley is fair there.
They had some kind of event. I know it was like an outdoor concert thing.
Okay.
Anyway, they brought in these really, they're like luxury porta pots, and they're on like a semi.
Oh, it's almost like a trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like you don't even realize you're going in a porta pot. It's like a nice bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so curious. I said I needed to go. And I didn't.
You didn't have to.
Didn't have to, but I went.
You made yourself go just to experience.
No, I went in there to see what it was and washed my hands and stuff.
Have a conversation with somebody?
No, but I purposely went just because I was curious.
Trini says, I clean houses for a living, so I'm constantly flushing toilets, but yet I'll be on the phone and I laugh inside because I know what they are. My boyfriend, Wednesday says, my boyfriend just asked me what the hell I'm doing. I'm in our bathroom watching. There you go. There you go. I agree. That is, I know what porta potties you're talking about.
Yeah.
They were at some event that we were dealing with at, I don't remember where, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, these were not state fair porta potties.
No.
Dogs. This was like nice.
It's like portable building.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't even know if I would, it's porto. It is, I get it, but it's not what you think of when you think of.
No, it's not.
Blue building porta potty. One of the most disturbing sights I think I've ever seen was, at a country music festival that we were dealing with. And I say dealing with other folks have been hosting is what the correct term would have been. I guess my term was dealing with because it's like I really don't want to be here. There was a big storm that came through.
Oh, man.
And I think you know where this is going. And it literally knocked some of them over. So there's just the smell. I mean, I didn't see any like seepage out of them, but I imagine if I examined further, I could have, but everything was so wet from the storm, you don't even know what was what.
You hope it was from the storm.
You really do hope it was from the storm, but that smell never left that area. No matter, they got it all cleaned up. They ended up bringing in like tons and tons of like mulch and stuff to try and get this field that people were standing in to like not be a giant mud puddle. It was crazy. But that was one of the more disturbing, moments of porta potties. So anyway, there you go. From nice bathroom to discussion of tipped over porta potties. That's what you get on our program every single week here at Confused Room.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it very much. I want to note to everybody that we are going to be taking a week off from the program. So next week, I'm sorry you're going to be episode-less, but go back and listen to an old episode. And you'll think it's brand new again. You really won't, but do that if you'd like. Back again the following week, just so everyone is aware, we're not disappearing. We're not going into the ether. It's just we're taking a week off. But we'll be back again in a week. So, if you're watching on Facebook, stick around. We have another episode to do for you this evening. And of course, if you're listening to this on Monday, Wednesday is our next episode. And that is going to be 5 mistakes home sellers make when they're staging their homes. It's going to be a fun one. Lots to talk about there. That's on our next episode of the program. So for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to another episode of Confused Room.